But it's been quite a while since I've been back to the old home village of Skognir. Been out to Viking, you know. So I decided to hook up with my good buddy Sven and catch up on the news. So I hook up with Sven, and we go up into town, and I notice there's a new longhouse up on the edge of town. I go, "Hey, Sven, what's with the new longhouse there? Somebody new move into town?" He goes, "Oh, no." He says, "That's just a new berserker longhouse, see? We keep all the berserkers up in there now. Whatever it takes to keep them happy, we send it to them. If they want beer, we send them beer. If they want food, we send them food. If they want women, we send them more beer." And I go up there and I look at the door, and there's this bar across the outside of the door with a little sign above it that says, "In case of war, break bar." And there's a whole lot of noise coming from inside there. So I say, "Hey, Sven, what's with all the noise there?" And he goes and looks through the window and he says, "Oh, they're just having an axe catching contest." Now, Sven, you mean they're having an axe throwing contest? No, they're having an axe catching contest. Ooh, and Harold just missed. Not a pretty sight. So if you go down into town there, and we notice a whole lot of people down by the fjord, so if you go to see what they're all looking at down there, and Halfdan got himself a new longboat, and he's just so happy about this new longboat, although he is a little sketchy the details of how he got it, something along the lines of, "The old owner don't need it no more, yeah, sure, you betcha." And I have to admit, it's a pretty nice longboat. There's a few axe blows on the side, a little fire up on the one end, but other than that, it's in pretty good shape. But I also noticed there's about 30 oars to a side on that there longboat. Nobody gonna tell Halfdan that's more able-bodied men than we got in the whole village there. Well, you know, Viglaf, he did start to say something, but a little foot-to-foot communication and a quick swim in the fjord, and he quieted right down. Well, he didn't exactly quiet right down, because he weren't too far out to winter, and the fjord was mighty cold, and he wasn't too happy about taking no ice water bath, but he didn't say anything to Halfdan, which is the good thing. So anyway, like I say, you know, Halfdan's pretty happy about this new longboat, and he decides he's going to go oar dancing. Now, this is a problem, because that's more able-bodied men than we got in the whole village to man the oars. So we piled the whole village into the boat, all except the berserkers. We keep them up there in their longhouse. The whole village into the boat, and we're all hanging onto the oars and just the one side there. And in some places, you've got two and three kiddies to an oar, hoping they can kind of just hold it down. And anyway, Halfdan, he goes and he jumps out of the back of the boat, and he lands on the oars, and he runs up the side of the boat, and he jumps in the front of the boat, and we all let go of the oars on the one side, and we run to the other side, and we're trying to get the oars out before he jumps off the front of the boat, and we don't make it. And he lands right down there in the water, right next to Viglaf. And he ain't no happier about taking no ice water bath than Viglaf is, I can tell you that. So we decide that's a good idea to go back up into town there, because nobody wants to be there when Halfdan comes up out of the water. He may not be a berserker, but he ain't all that far off, neither. Well, that's the story from the village of Skognir, and I'll let you know the next time I go back for a visit. Yeah, sure, you betcha.